from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Slightly more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, but the number of claims remains at healthy levels. Jobless claims rose by 4,000 to 232,000 for the week of August 17th, the Labor Department reported on Thursday. Weekly filings for unemployment benefits, which are proxy for layoffs, remain low by historic standards. The new school year can be a major stressor in the household even before it begins. Clinical psychologist Joe Galasso at Baker Street Behavioral Health says you don't want to avoid the topic. Prepare your child for the upcoming change.
If you know that your child is a little bit more anxious about going to school, I recommend driving past the school, looking at pictures of the school, maybe playing on the playground at the school, right, so that it starts to feel more real and tangible.
He adds you want to adjust schedules in the home now when it comes to sleep and meals. Tributes continue to pour in for New Jersey Congressman and lifelong Patterson resident Bill Pascrell, who died yesterday morning at the age of 87. Pascrell, the second oldest member of Congress, was seeking re-election to his 15th term this November. Governor Phil Murphy called the 14-term Democrat and former Patterson mayor a giant of New Jersey and a lifelong champion for our most vulnerable neighbors. Senator Cory Booker called Pascrell a prince of Patterson and a Jersey legend who always fought for freedom. One North Jersey police chief is frustrated by the rise in car thefts he's seeing in his community.
Car thefts have been on the rise in Fairfield, where Police Chief Anthony Manna says three high-end vehicles were stolen last week alone. One also involved three burglars spending about an hour in a home taking things as the family slept. Chief Manna is frustrated because he says he feels consequences are just not severe enough to deter criminals.
For a juvenile on the street, $10,000 in cash is plenty worth it when they think of the alternative of no incarceration while they're out waiting that case.
The chief is asking residents to consider using home alarms and vehicle tracking air tags. Scott Pringle.
And another drowning tragedy in New Jersey. Police say a three-year-old drowned in a backyard pool in Toms River Wednesday evening. No further details have been released. The drowning is the sixth reported drowning involving a toddler in New Jersey since Memorial Day. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And are we in for a warm weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The taste of autumn continues for tonight and tomorrow. Mostly clear tonight. We're down in the upper 50s to around 60. Then mostly sunny and nice for tomorrow. Again, low humidity. Highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Down in the upper 50s and low 60s. And Saturday, again, not too humid. Sunshine and some clouds. Highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. A little bit warmer and more humid on Sunday. I'm meteorologist John Fearing.
It's 73 degrees in Berkeley Heights, 76 degrees in Manalapan, 76 degrees Salem. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews, and they back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee of materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.